You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has a reputation across the world for its affordable and efficient health system, but a new report raises serious questions about that standing. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found 1.3 million Australians are choosing not to go to the doctor because help is too expensive. Australian Medical Association President Dr. Tony Bartone says for a country like Australia, these figures are too high.
That has to be a concern. That has to be a concern, especially in a system where we pride ourselves on the quality, when we pride ourselves on access and equity. And those things are fundamentally diametrically opposed when you see figures like that.
The report has also found one in two Australian patients faces out-of-pocket costs for non-hospital Medicare services, with an average annual cost of $142 per person. In total, Australians pay $3 billion in gap fees over 1 year. Dr. Bartone says the Medicare rebate has failed to keep pace with the increased cost of medical services.
The cost of providing that care goes up year on year, but the rebate to the patient from Medicare has not kept pace with the cost of providing that care. So if we look from the 1984, when Medicare came into being, right through to now, you will see year on year that the indexation of that Medicare rebate has not kept pace with inflation.
The report comes the same day as the federal government released Medicare data revealing record high bulk billing rates of 86%, a 0.4% increase on the previous year. Health Minister Greg Hunt says low-income Australians have particularly benefited from bulk billing doctors.
More people than ever are accessing the doctor without having to pay any costs at all. Doctors are overwhelmingly focusing on providing lower-income Australians with free access, and so I want to thank them and acknowledge them for that work.
But Dr. Bartone says while some are benefiting, millions of Australians are bearing the brunt of expensive out-of-pocket costs.
Often you will find the policy to bulk bill pensioners, healthcare card holders, children under 16. But for anyone who doesn't fit into that gap, there is often an out-of-pocket and a fee charge that reflects the cost of providing that care.
The report finds one-third of out-of-pocket expenses are spent on specialist services. Other services like radiology and obstetrics are also listed as expensive services, as well as spending on items such as prescriptions, hearing aids, and trips to the dentist. The report says out-of-pocket costs vary depending on where someone lives. Opposition health spokeswoman Catherine King says people living in regional Australia are being hit with big bills.
Often what we've seen from these statistics is the people who are delaying that vital care are people in some of the poorest communities across this nation, in rural and regional communities and in communities such as the western suburbs of some of our towns and cities.
Greens leader and former GP Richard Di Natale says he is concerned the rising costs may result in Australia moving toward a two-tiered system, similar to that in the United States.
We are on a slide towards a US-style two-tiered health system. This is what happens when you have a privatised healthcare with huge subsidies given to the private health insurance industry and Medicare starved of funding. We pride ourselves on the notion of universal healthcare, but it's universal in name only.
And with reports from the Medical Journal of Australia that out-of-pocket costs can vary by up to 400% within one specialty, Health Minister Greg Hunt says he agrees regulation needs to be implemented.
Where there is a cost, one of the things I've asked the Chief Medical Officer to do is to work with all of the different groups on a transparency model that has never occurred before in Australia. And that's a very important moment. So as the outliers know that they can't hide in darkness.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.